My good buddy Mitch Weathers called me not long ago. He wrote the Executive Functions for Every Classroom book. It is an awesome read if you haven't gotten it. He also teaches the fundamentals of executive functions online. He has these webinars. Mitch is brilliant. He also did the organized binder program. So he asked me if I want to go to Coalinga Middle School, go in a couple classrooms, go into Huron Middle School, go to a bunch of classrooms there. So I woke up early in the morning, got in my car and drove up there. And this is a collection of all of the questions that we had heard and in answers that me and Mitch had sat and thought about and created for you guys. So enjoy this mid-year reset Q&A with Mitch Weathers and Joe Clausey as we strategize for teacher successes. Ladies and gentlemen, my friends in Coalinga Huron Unified Middle School District, welcome you guys back to this series that I'm doing with none other than my friend, the legend, Mitch Weathers, from Organized Binder. Mitch, thanks for coming out and hanging with us again.
Glad to be here.
So we already did establishing a daily routine that ensures consistency and student successes. Again, we're reflecting on the most common questions that teachers had when we were in Coalinga Middle and Huron Middle. Mm-hmm. One of the more interesting questions that we had gotten was revolving around best practices during the school year. And so the question specifically for you, Mitch, is what are the best practices for implementing the organized binder system during the school year, especially for teachers who are adopting it mid-year? So maybe they didn't get the training because they weren't around for it, or whatever the case may have been. But
that was the case. Nobody's fault at all. But one was around for the training.
And here we are.
We've all been joking about it all year. And the beauty, in some ways, of this program is it does not have to start at any specific time. Mm. What really is important is kind of a comprehensive understanding of what I call the three keys for teaching executive functions: clarity, modeling, and routine. And if you can wrap your head around those, rolling this out is quite easy, and the time of the year doesn't matter. To be honest, everybody, I've had teachers at the middle school level, interestingly, start in the fourth quarter. And for whatever reason, that's when they started. And nailed it and had such, success that it was kind of a good pilot to really hit the ground running the following fall. So I think if you're starting mid-year, here's some best practices.
I love it.
One, head over to that dashboard and watch those videos. I am always available. If anybody wants to meet and jam on this one-on-one, small group, we'll do that on a Zoom anytime. But it just kind of, I would say, a refresher. And then the first step is set up your class sample binder. Okay, when we talk about clarity, there's a couple parts to clarity. One is a very clear model of what my binder should look like. Hmm. Okay, that's one part of clarity. Another part of clarity is being consistent with the daily routine. Okay. And if you go back to part one of this little conversation that Joe and I are having, we talked about the daily routine. You can see all that in the video. You can see that in the guide. There's a guide for families that's part of the student bundle in print, which you've probably seen. That's meant to be a gift that goes home. It's also hosted on the dashboard. And there's also a guide for educators. All of those show this very simple starting and concluding routine. Okay. But if I have my class binder set up, my class sample, then every day when I'm going to show and reveal the kickoff prompt, which is how we start class, it's also being recorded in my class sample binder every day. Hmm. So that B section, B1, B2, B3, it's the weeks of the semester, it's being updated every day. And if I don't have that class sample, then you're not going to have that update. And so when I was in the classroom, I usually did it before school. I'd be thinking, it'd be lesson planning the night before or the week before. And just, it takes just a couple minutes, but it was kind of like a way for me to go, okay, I'm set. I got it. Right. Mm-hmm. And if you're lucky enough to have a document camera, that's just what you put under there to show students what they're recording while you're going through it with them. So I would say reviewing those, having that class binder set up so that it's really important that that model has to be in place if you're going to hold students accountable for their organization. If you can't clearly model it for them, then we have no business holding anybody accountable because there's too much ambiguity there, especially for students who might be struggling. So get that class binder set up and commit every day to updating it. It's really important. The table of contents. When students get an assignment from you, a sample goes in there. When they create something, a sample goes in there. Like you want to just have that. This is what I hope students' binders look like.
Okay.
And then the other part, this is all kind of behind scenes stuff, is think through how you want to project these documents in class. Because it's the whole idea of organized binder is what's projected isn't just similar to, it's identical to what students have in their binder. And it's all color-coded for visual cueing. And what we're trying to do there with this routine, right? The first step of the routine is page B, tab B. Second step is tab C. Then we go to tab G, right? There's every day, it's the same consistency, but I want as many nonverbal visual cues so that students are using less of their mental calories trying to keep up with what the class is doing, engaging in that routine. We call that cognitive load, and it taxes something called working memory. And working memory is really the engine for learning. And the more I tax that, the more cognitive load that students are dealing with, the less capacity in their working memory is available to focus those mental calories on learning. So it's really important that we get a routine and we stick to it. And one of the powerful components of organized binder at a, let's say your middle school, is a shared routine. So now when students go from this class to this class to this class, they show up and it's like we start in the same fashion. We transition in the same way. We organize ourselves the same way. Everything else is different. The place on campus, the content of the class, the culture of the class. Like, but if we can get consistent, so that clarity around modeling the class sample and then clarity around routine can really kind of liberate some of those mental calories to focus on what I'm trying to learn. Then that takes figuring out your, how you're going to present this. Is it going to be the document camera? Is it going to be a smart board? Is it going to be a projector and you're running through a slide deck of some sort? Thinking through those things, I'm here to help if you need any help with that. And there's also people on both of your campuses, both middle school campuses, that have figured they have some really good systems going, and it would be helpful to see them as well if you have some questions. But it's kind of the behind the scenes stuff, Joe, to answer that. Like, how would I just start? Well, review, get your sample set up, and then kind of wrap your head around how you're going to project this routine. Mm-hmm. And that'll get you up and running for sure. And I guess maybe the fourth step is, remember, you can always contact me.
Hey, I like that. Huh? I like that. All right, you guys. So we wanted Mitch to answer this question because it is very, very doable and often seen where schools are getting the binder late. They're implementing it into, you said, even as late as the fourth quarter, Mitch.
Yeah. Not ideal, but
not ideal, but under certain circumstances, necessary, and still they're finding successes. So it is not impossible, you guys. I do know that behavior and routine are trained, right? We just do that by our daily practice. And this is an excellent way to guide student learning from beginning to end, regardless of what time of year you guys are going to try to implement it. So thanks, Mitch, for answering that tough one. I appreciate it.
My pleasure. Glad to be here.